This is the best study tip I'll ever give, and no one can tell me otherwise. I want everyone to get an A this semester, so you better listen up. Hey guys, my name is Isabel. I'm a physical therapy student, and today I'll be sharing with you ways you can bring your grade C to an A, okay? So, usually when we get lecture, it's through PowerPoint slides. I think I've said that before. So page for page, there's like 60 pages, there's a topic, then subtopic, and then there's like 10 pages worth of information, and there's different subtopics, and they all get jumbled up. The first few pages, you're just like, okay, I get it, and then as like 7, 8, 9, 10, you're just like, oh my gosh, these all like just sound the same to me. Why? I don't get it. Let me tell you, Google Sheets, my friends. For some reason, when things are in PowerPoint formation, I do not understand, but the moment I transfer the information into a chart onto Google Sheets, I somehow understand everything. It's so crazy to me. Like, I will be reading the PowerPoint slides like 10 times, and I'm like, what? I don't get it. I can't absorb it. But the moment I put it into a sheet and I'm able to see each subtype and the information, I'm like, whoa, I actually get it. So let me give you an example. So here we have my PowerPoint slides of lectures. The topic, cool people and their information. And then there's like example of me or a name, information of age, what they like, and then like their characteristics. Another one, another person, and then all the same information. And then another person, all the same information. And sometimes their information overlap, and sometimes they're all super duper different. But as these, like, there's more and more pages of this, it starts getting harder and harder to understand. So when I put it in Google Sheet form like this, I'm like, holy cow, I get it! Like, I put, you know, the names, the ages, the likes, the characteristics, examples, treatments, all that stuff. So if you're like in med school or healthcare system or whatever you're studying, and you're like, there's different types of diagnoses, different types of exercises, different types of treatments for specific diagnoses, you could just put everything in a chart form. Like literally. Sometimes it's literally like three things and I still don't get it. Like for example, there's this thing called DHI. There's these like assessments for dizziness. So I'll put like dizziness assessments, and there's like three of them only, and I still can't understand it. It's like DHI, VADL, VRBQ. And I'll be like, what does it stand for? What's the purpose? And I'll be like, examples. So it's just like everything makes sense when it's in a chart form. I don't know why. And that's literally how I've been going through every single test, because I need to see it in full chart form for me to distinguish the differences and the similarities. I think that's like the biggest thing. Sometimes these subtypes and these types, they're all so the same. So I like categorize like, okay, these ones are the same, but what makes these two different is this and this. And so I know that in my head. So when it comes to the test, I'm like, no, I remember in the chart, this was the same, but the differences with these two is that. It just makes things so much easier. I really, really hope this works, because it really helps me a lot. Like, I could read a PowerPoint slide 6 million times and I don't get it until it's on chart form. So I have 6 million charts in my Google Sheets, Google Drive, and it's all messy, but I just try it out. Okay, bye.